Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, March the 10th. And welcome to our commentary. A couple of things that we're going to talk about today. Mexico cartels and all the talk about designating the cartels as terrorist organizations. We're going to get into that, and also a speech that the president of Mexico made. Actually, it was not a speech. He was responding to a question, I guess, during a public event. Somebody asked him a question. He went on with a very long answer. So we're going to talk about that today and how it all fits in and, you know, what we can do about this terrible problem on the border. Let's begin, though, with Friday's jobs report. The jobs report came out today. If you look at the jobs report, it was better than expected, meaning more jobs were created. That's always a good thing. You know, for me, the jobs report is not political because we're talking about human beings. We're talking about fellow Americans. So it's nothing political about it. So if they've got jobs, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But the problem is that our economy today has a lot of contradictory information. And, you know, on one hand, you get a good jobs report, but then on the other hand, you get other things. So let's talk about some of these other things that the economy is showing. First of all, you got inflation. And you have a Fed, Mr. Chairman Powell, who has made it very clear that he's got to bring inflation down, and he's exactly right. So he's going to keep increasing interest rates. And at some point, that's going to crush the economy. It hasn't so far, but it's really starting to. It's really starting to if you look a little bit inside the numbers. And then when you look inside the numbers, you see things like gasoline prices are going up. Car insurance is going up here in Texas. There was a major article in the Dallas Morning News that came out this week. Overall, over 20% increases for Texans. Some as high as 28%. And it's not just car insurance going up. It's home insurance. It's business insurance if you have a small business. So all of that is going up. And again, that's an indication of the inflation. But here's another report. And I've got a post coming out about this on Saturday morning. This is from CNBC. CNBC, of course, is a business channel, a business website. And they put out an article saying that more and more Americans are using their credit cards to pay their essentials like food, like rent, like making car payments, the electricity bill. They're actually going in debt to pay off their living expenses. Now, you know as well as I do, that's not going to last very long, because at some point you either get an increase in your credit line, which is probably not going to happen, or you're going to have to start losing your car or shutting off your electricity or losing your rent, I mean, the place you're renting. This is not very good news. So a lot of Americans are caught up in this situation where the credit card debt is going up to very high numbers. And a lot of it, again, is Americans using credit to pay off their living expenses. I'm not talking about your debit card. I'm talking about your credit card. You're going in debt to pay off a lot of your living expenses. That is a prescription for disaster. And that's going to, at some point, hit the wall. And many of these people are going to find themselves without credit and without some of the essentials of life. So that's a very bad sign. And that is the reason why there's so much anxiety in the country about the economy. You talk to people, they're anxious about the economy. You know, they look at the jobs report and they go, okay, great. More people are working. But it takes more and more money to pay for the things that are essential, food, rent, electricity, and so on. So that's where the anxiety comes in. That's why people are feeling uncomfortable about their economic situation at the moment. This anxiety is real, and people are living it every single day. Now let's talk a little bit about Mexico. As you know, there were four Americans who were attacked at the border. There are four people from South Carolina, and two of them were killed, one of them was hurt, one survived. And these people apparently had a confrontation with some cartels. We don't know exactly. We don't know much about it. We know that who the Americans are. But as far as the Mexican side of the story, it's not real clear to me what happened. There was apparently one of the cartels gave up four people and said, these are the guys who did it. And they're responsible. They were not acting with our support. So they did it on their own. So you punish these people. Now, look, that may be true, or they may just be four unlucky people who have been selected to somehow get out there and slaughter them. I have no idea, but I wouldn't believe anything at the moment about this incident from the point of view of the cartels. But because of this incident on the border, and because Senator Lindsey Graham is from South Carolina, where these people are from, Senator Lindsey Graham said he was going to introduce a resolution in the U.S. Senate granting the president the power to use the armed forces against the cartels. He was saying, let's use the armed forces against the cartels. What Lindsey Graham was actually talking about, it wasn't talking about sending troops into Mexico. That's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about is elevating the cartels from a criminal position to a terrorist position. That when you do that, you're granting the president of the United States a bunch of new powers that he can use, such as, for example, freezing their checking accounts, going after banks or going after businesses, laundering the money. He can also go after people who are cooperating with the cartels in the United States. So he's got a bunch of remedies. He's got a bunch of tools that he doesn't have right now. I mean, just look at what we've done in Afghanistan and Iraq. We've taken out people associated with the cartels without having to necessarily send in troops. We use drones and we use air attacks. And that's another thing. When you name these cartels terrorist groups, you can go after the leaders of the cartels and take them out. So that's what Senator Graham was talking about. But of course, Mexico reacted, partly predictable, but the president of Mexico went too far in his reaction. So let's talk about him. He was giving a speech or talking somewhere. I think he was answering the question. He was not giving a speech, but I may be wrong on that. But anyway, he was talking about this, and he gave a speech saying that, you know, Mexico is never going to accept having the United States or any other foreign country intervene or interfere in Mexico's affairs, that Mexico is a sovereign country. He gave a speech that was fairly predictable. I don't think any other president, including the American president, would have given a speech different than that. He basically said, you know, Mexico is an independent country, and we're not going to allow anybody from the outside to get in and do something in our country without our consent or whatever. But then he went further, and that's, I think, where he got in trouble. He went after Senator Graham. He went after the Republican Party. And then he said something very stupid. He said that, you know, he may organize Mexicans in the United States to vote against the Republicans. He basically went after the Republican Party. And he said that he was, excuse me for a second, that he was going to go after the Republican Party in the United States by having Mexicans in the United States. I guess he's talking about citizens who can vote, although sometimes you wonder about that. But anyway, about people who could vote. And he was going to get them to vote against the Republican Party as a way of punishing the Republican Party for making a statement like this. That is really foolish on the part of the president of Mexico. To say something like that is really stupid and really foolish, because that's just stupid. That's a foolish thing to say. And I hope he takes that back. I don't know whether he will or not. But I hope he takes that back, because that is literally interfering in the election of the United States. And that cannot be accepted under any circumstances. So, again, obviously he was angry when he made that statement. And you can certainly cut him a little slack on that. But he made a very stupid statement about telling Mexicans in the United States to punish the Republican Party over what Senator Lindsey Graham was saying. Now, look, the way I look at it is that both countries have a problem at the moment. Both countries have a serious problem. We have a consumption problem in the United States. We're the ones consuming this stuff. And Mexico has a bigger problem, because their country has become the base of operations for these criminal elements. They're operating out of Mexico. They're bringing in billions and billions of dollars. They also bring in very sophisticated weapons, and they're in Mexico, and they present a threat to the government of Mexico. Again, we have a consumption problem, but they have a national security problem that they better address, because the cartels have now become a security problem for the Mexican government, not just for the United States, but for the Mexican government as well. So what I'm hoping is that both sides can get over some of the rhetoric and actually sit down and come up with a strategy where both countries can work together and try to fix this problem. Yes, we have a consumption problem. We also have an open border problem. That's another problem that we have under the Biden administration. So that we've got to change. What we're doing on the border has to change immediately. And that would help a great deal. If we could go back to some of the policies that we had under President Trump, that would fix the problem considerably. But right now, my point is that both countries have a problem here. Both countries have a problem. And I think Mexico has a bigger problem than we do. Because as I said before, Mexico has become the base of operations. This is where these cartels are operating from. And they represent a threat to the Mexican government, a huge threat because of the billions of dollars coming into Mexico because of the cartels and because of the weapons that these cartels are also bringing. I mean, some of these cartel organizations are very well armed. They are almost paramilitary organizations. So hopefully cooler heads will prevail in all of this, and both countries can sit down and have a conversation where everybody wins, because both countries right now have a problem. And, you know, calling each other names and all of that is not going to fix the problem. So hopefully the president of Mexico will get his act together and call the president of the United States and say, let's work this out, because it's in our interest to have a peaceful border. Well, we're going to close today by wishing a happy number 83 to Chuck Norris, Mr. Texas Ranger himself. You know, I was never a big fan of that show, but I know that it was extremely popular. Mr. Chuck Norris, who I believe he lives in Texas. So we wish Chuck a very happy number 83. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.